Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you, my little friends?
Good. Really good.
I'm good.
Riggins, your microphone sounds a little squirrely.
Does it really?
Yeah, a little.
That's better now. But again, I think you got to get into it. Are you afraid of the microphone?
I am, kind of. I hide my light under a bushel.
It is kind of scary.
Yeah, that giant thing pointed right at your face.
Yeah.
Ugh. I meant to ask you this the other day, Riggins, but what is it about that promo that you did for the TJ and Jody's House podcast that had, it got a lot of response and people talking about how funny it was and everything. People from Jody's hometown texting her and saying, I've laughed at that 3 or 4 times watching it.
The one from this week?
Yeah, where I say that Jody does this thing where she'll say, like to our son one time, she called home while she was out and said, while I'm out, do you want me to pick up Wendy's for dinner or you want to just make something at home? And he said, I think I'd like Wendy's. And she said, why don't I just fix something at home?
That's my favorite.
And that's a true story. I mean, it's really the way she is. But for some reason, people got a hold of that this week when you put that out there as a promo.
Well, she thought it was funny. She, you know, she laughed about it, which I love. When a criticism is hurled at her, she loves it.
There's no defense for it. That's exactly what she does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she kind of just throws up her hands and goes, I do that.
Yeah. Well, when you don't have an argument, it's like hard to,
Yeah. Which I appreciate about her. She can sort of acknowledge it, but you're right. It probably is more like, I can't change it. This is who I am.
Yeah. And I can't change it. So that's what I always tell when the kids were growing up, I'd say, that's just the way your mama is. You know?
Yep.
And I love it for one. I love it.
Yeah. And maybe what happened is all those people from her hometown realized like, oh yeah, this is the Jody we always knew growing up. Mm-hmm. And turns out she hasn't changed at all. So they might just be like, tickled by it.
Yeah.
When we do go visit her parents, her family and all in Alexandria, Louisiana, everywhere we go and we run into people that knew her when she lived there, when she was young, they all say the same thing. I would have known you if I would have seen you in another country somewhere. I would have said, that is Jody.
I love that.
Looks just exactly like she did when she was little.
She literally never changed. Like, she doesn't get older. She doesn't get younger. She doesn't get older. She's like, she just stays in like a time warp. I don't know.
Can you imagine what those huge teeth would look like on a little kid? They say she looks exactly the same. Those big old teeth.
Yeah. Have you ever seen her like kindergarten picture?
Oh, yeah.
So they were always that perfect?
No. She had to wear braces for a while. She had those, she was a tiger mouth, what I call a tiger mouth, where the canines are up in the gum, up on top of the gum. It looks like saber teeth.
Oh, yes. Okay.
She had to wear the headgear and everything.
Me too. Oh, knew me and Jody were just alike. Love that.
Yeah. I'm glad I met her after that.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, Rig. Hey, Lynn.
Hey.
Guess what got in this huge Yeti cup?
Beer. Vodka.
No.
Oh, Sorry.
I wish.
What?
I've got club soda with lime juice in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's so refreshing.
It's my cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's yours.
So I figure it doesn't look as cheesy or bougie in a Yeti cup rather than walking around with it in a pint beer glass.
Yeah.
You're very concerned about looking bougie, what I noticed, because you mentioned that, I don't know, maybe last week about the seltzer and the lime. You're like, does it look bougie? I can tell you're a little self-conscious about it.
Because a lot of times when people look pretentious, they look cheesy. It goes hand in hand a lot of times. And I don't want to look like I'm right. Oh, well, I only drink bubbles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want my water with bubbles. You know, when you're at a fancy restaurant and you order water and they ask you, bubbles or no bubbles?
Yeah.
You know, like, do you want the seltzer or do you want plain old tap water from the sewer?
Yeah.
For the pores. We have regular water.
Yeah. You people. When I was pregnant, I'd always get the bubbles and they give you the huge bottle and it's like $25. I mean, you could buy this at the store for like $2. I'd always be like, I'll do the bubbles since I couldn't drink, you know? Yeah. I would be like, dude, let's just bring our own bottle. Like, this is insane.
Yes. You said, well, if I was drinking alcohol, I'd be drinking a lot more than $25.
I said it every time. I said, my one margarita is $22. You're welcome.
Mm. Every time. Come with a Cancun vacation.
You know that liquor's expensive.
Yeah, I know. But 6 weeks I haven't had any beer or anything.
Are you gonna go back or no? I mean, like, at this point, are you like, I'm good?
Oh yeah, yeah. No. I'm gonna go back.
Okay.
Because once I get to a certain point in this diet, then they start working regular stuff back into it. You know.
Yeah. But I'm saying, what if you don't want it? What if you're like,
oh, I'll want it.
Oh, you want it. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I want it.
The man is from Winfield, Louisiana, Lindsay. He wants that beer.
That's true.
Yeah. And every week I go for the visit to weigh in and all that stuff. And they always ask, so any challenges this week? Did you have any challenges this week? And I said, no, the same ones I've always had since I've been on this. The only things I really, really miss are beer and peanut butter.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're doing well, though. And then they'll say, do you have any challenges that could be coming up this week, you know, as you finish out the week? And I'll say, yeah, I still have peanut butter in my pantry and beer in my outside refrigerator. So those are the challenges.
Yeah.
Oh, you still have beer in the house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jody doesn't drink beer.
She does, but not at home. She doesn't just sit around, you know, drinking a beer or whatever. But
oh, I couldn't even have it around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he's got a lot of willpower. Have you noticed that? Like, I couldn't make it one day doing this. Like,
oh yeah, totally. I mean, they're asking any challenges. I'd be like, please, are you kidding? This entire thing is a huge challenge. Yeah. Everything, all of it.
Everything is difficult.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
Now back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I want to get TJ and Lindsay's opinion on this. This is a young woman who is a parent. She's married and she just had her second kid. And this is what she posted on TikTok. She said, I think that nobody warns you about when you become a mother, you will never be lazy again. Her name's Emily Donato.
I follow her.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I love her.
She said, if you were someone who enjoyed a bed rot day, or if you restore from, like, I don't know, a long time lying in bed, watching your favorite show, I hate to break it to you, bestie, but those days are done.
Yeah.
She said, literally the second you become a mother, I never sat down again. I'm standing right now eating. Even after you give birth, they immediately ask you to start breastfeeding. They give you that baby and they're like, here you go, get that, get going. And I was like, wow, I really need a minute. But like, that was the beginning of the end. No more minutes. It was done.
See, the thing, I'll just say my piece real quick. The thing about this is everyone knows that, but to post about it in that length, it's kind of annoying. Like, I get it. I understand what you're saying. I've been there. I'm there.
Yeah.
And all I said in the hospital was, give me a minute. Like, I just want to rest. You know, like, I get it, but don't, that's lengthy. That's enough. Anyway.
Yeah. I just get so tired of hearing mothers act like they've been stricken with a disease when they have kids.
Yeah.
I get so sick of it. I mean, you have been given the greatest gift from God to have children and be there as their mother and be the only one that can provide for them the way that you can. And I know it's hard. It's got to be hard. I don't envy all of the time being sucked out. And I watched my wife being a stay-at-home full-time mom with two kids, and it was crazy to watch, and I have the utmost respect for that. But not once did she run around acting like she had been stricken with a disease, and then just all of a sudden, so the Lord just decided to put these burdens on her. Yeah. I mean, it's just it's very unbecoming.
Yes, that's a good word.
Well, all the responses seem to indicate that people say, "Well, this just means you have a crappy husband." You don't have a good husband if you never have a minute to yourself. And somebody said, let's stop normalizing all these responses that say, you got this, mama. That's not true. You have a bad husband. Okay. It shouldn't be this way.
No, it shouldn't. But I guarantee you it's not that way. She's not, she doesn't have these children climbing on her constantly the way she's acting like she does. Now, does she have a lot of free time to sit around and relax and watch, Netflix shows and stuff like that? No, but she could have a bad husband. I don't know. And husbands should be there to share some of the time, not just to give the mom a break, but you should want to spend time with your kids and bond with them alone. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
And that's always the reaction from other women, mm-hmm. blame the man, not stop complaining over God's greatest gift to you.
Yeah. And I get it's hard. Listen, but just to say, I don't know, I guess we're saying things that we already feel and know and people know. And like, that's a, you don't have to.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. Well, I didn't expect it to go this way at all. I'm terribly sorry.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, let me tell y'all something funny that happened yesterday. I was talking about earlier going in for my weigh-in with this program that I'm on to lose some of my tonnage. And there was a new consultant there yesterday. You go in once a week and they weigh you and they put you on one of those scales that tells you everything about yourself, your body fat percentage, or what do they call it? Residual, visceral fat, the whole thing. And then you sit down with the counselor. There was a new lady there yesterday that I'd never met. And we sit down, she's talking, and she goes, I'm going to ask you something, and I'm sure this is going to sound creepy, but I imagine you're pretty used to this sort of thing. And I thought she was about to say, oh, I love listening to you on the radio and blah, 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 all the things I love to hear. But she goes, aren't you friends, close friends with Jenny?
Uh-oh.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, very close. And she said, I thought I recognized you from her social media.
Oh, no.
awesome.
That's new me. And so she's asking me about, she's, you know, looking at all of my numbers and everything. And, you know, I'm up to 19 pounds I've lost now in 6 weeks.
That's awesome.
Thanks. And she goes, so what is discipline just your thing? And I said, what do you mean? And she goes, well, I mean, I know the difficulties that you face with the social life that you have. I said, you mean about Jenny being a bad influence on me? And she goes, yeah. She goes, I know how she eats and drinks. And
that's hilarious. Yeah. And she's spot on too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Jenny drinks 15 beers a day and eats anything and everything she can stuff into her mouth that she just and stays tiny.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh my- and so she said, I said, well, it is pretty difficult. I said, but I take, you know, my clean foods out on the boat with me and I'm not drinking. And I said, but, nobody hates this, diet more than Jenny does.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's like, just drink. And when can you drink again? When can you eat again? Because she doesn't have to worry about that, even though she's in the fitness business.
Yeah.
She said, if I had to diet, I don't know if I could do that part of it. Well, like she can work out like a demon every day, but
yeah.
She had to change how she eats and eat cleanly.
Yeah.
She said, I wouldn't be able to do it.
It's because people like her don't have to. They never had to. She's so lucky.
I know. But, I mean, how is that for a reputation? I mean, it's almost like we need to make a documentary about her.
I know.
She eats and drinks so much and stays so little.
She's like a freak of nature.
And that's what everybody's like. I know. She drinks a lot. She eats a lot.
Yeah, what a reputation to have around town that you're like the one that just drinks and eats so much.
Yeah.
Never gains a pound.
Yeah.
And I guess she, you know, she didn't say this, but I guess she was getting at, she knows what a bully Jenny is. Yeah. Be pushing me into drinking and eating bad stuff when I don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm staying strong, though. Staying strong.
Good for you.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I learned this term yesterday or day before yesterday. Somebody who, you know, we talk about a lot these different relationship types of people, and this is the person that already has the next person lined up before they break up with the one they're with.
Oh,
you know, because they constantly have to be in a relationship, you know, whether it's for, you know, housing or just because they don't want to feel alone. You know, a lot of people are like, if I break up with him, I got to find a place to live. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's called monkey barring.
Oh,
like you just swing from one relationship to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like on the monkey bars.
I've got a couple Facebook friends that seem like that. It seems like every 3 months, it's like in a new relationship, moved to a different town in a new relationship.
Do people still do that where, if they have an on again, off again relationship where when they break up, they'll go take down all of the pictures of that person on their social media. And then when they get back together, they have to repost them and all of that. Do people still do that?
Yeah. Especially on Facebook. I follow like one woman. She's in her 40s, I think, but she does this about every 4 to 6 business weeks. Breaks up, and I don't know this woman from Adam, you know, and she doesn't live in this state, but it's constant. It is like the most entertaining thing I see on Facebook regularly.
Like you can tell almost the day they break up.
Yes, and then she, Yeah, she breaks up, deletes all his pictures, and then for about 2 weeks, she posts all those memes like with quotes on them about breakups and new starts. Yeah. And then sure enough, she's like back on it with the guy in her profile picture. It's like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, I never understand why somebody who just had a broken relationship automatically wants to start posting things telling other people how to do their relationship.
Right.
Unless they're looking at like, don't make the mistake I did.
Yeah, that never happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. But yeah, it just seems like a lot of work.
It is. Yeah.
Maybe just don't post them for quite a while, like a year. Yeah.
Or leave the old ones up at least.
Yeah.
Be down the list.
Yeah.
And Lynn, I know you don't drink beer, but maybe you would drink beer in this form. There's a new cocktail that's going on the trends, and it is a beer teeny.
Ooh, tell me.
Okay. Well, this sounds delicious to me.
Okay.
It's basically a beer, a dirty beer, because it has olive juice in it and olives.
I'm here for it. I am here for it.
You would try that?
I love olives. I love olive juice. I love anything dirty. Yes.
Have you ever had a bloody beer?
No.
It's basically Bloody Mary mix combined with beer.
Okay. I could get down with that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Because you know what I do love? A Corona-rita.
Yeah.
You know, the beer and the margarita. So I feel like I give beer a chance, like when it's mixed with something.
All we're asking is that you give beer a chance.
Give beer a chance.
Okay, I'm giving you another chance, beer.
Yeah, I'll give you one more for this beer teeny.
But the beer teeny sounds disgusting to me.
Oh, yeah, that really?
Does not sound good. No.
Oh, I'd take that any day. Would you do pickle juice in it?
Yeah, I'd try that. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'd try pickle juice in anything, probably.
Heck yeah.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. Oh yeah, oh yeah. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey. The other day we were talking about how Cracker Barrel is remodeling the inside of their restaurants, and they're moving some of that junk out of there and taking that lattice work out and putting little open shelves and things like that. And just decluttering. Basically is what it looks like, a lot of that stuff, making it cleaner looking in there. Well, they're also changing the logo.
Yeah.
The whole logo of Cracker Barrel. And now it's just going to be that yellow background with the brown Cracker Barrel written on it. Oh. So they have removed the old white man sitting there leaned up against the oak barrel that they've had for so many years. You know, they had to get the toxic white caricature off of their logo.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
I'm looking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got the picture, TJ. You want me to put that up on the screen?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll put that up for a second.
I've never noticed the man, but I mean,
that's how the white devil does you, Lindsay.
Yeah, he does.
You don't even notice him.
I don't notice him, but so now it's just wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that guy looks so relaxed.
Yeah, he does. You know what? He's sitting there. He's leaned up. He got that one arm on top of the barrel he's wearing overalls, sitting in a wooden chair. And he's looking and he's thinking, I am about to ruin your life.
Yeah. I hate that they're changing it because honestly, the other one's so boring.
Yeah. But. No, I don't know for sure. I wasn't in the marketing meetings and stuff like that. The creative meetings, about the logo and all that, but I'm just saying that's what they did.
Yeah, of course. That's why I'm surprised why you like this redesign. This was all happening in that same meeting.
I know, but I didn't see the logo until today or yesterday.
Yeah, but that's what that,
okay. I don't mind the cleaning up and making the inside look less cluttered and I don't like old things. I like new things, bright new things. But I don't like the fact that they, you know, if they just took the old man off of the logo because he's an old white man. That's what I don't want.
Yeah.
Take him off because, you know, you just want to simplify everything. And that's what I was going to say. I don't know for sure that they took him off because he's a sign of the, you know, toxic masculinity and whiteness. In that the word they use, whiteness. He doesn't realize the privilege that comes with his whiteness. But as far as the other design, you picking up things, I like it.
Maybe he had passed. He looks kind of old. Like he passed.
I bet he had passed before they even drew him on the thing.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure he probably ate too much of that hash brown casserole.
Heck yeah. Oh,
no such thing. No, yeah. You can't eat too much of that stuff, Brother Riggins.
Mm-mm. Never. That's I'm still waiting on the dupe from Lainey.
She didn't send it to you?
No.
Did you ask her?
No. I thought she heard me. She heard me.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it. This is TJ and Riggins.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Walmart is still one of the top trending topics. Earlier this week, they announced a recall of Great Value brand shrimp because they are potentially radioactive. They found some sort of radioactive isotope in the frozen shrimp, the Great Value brand, which is Walmart's brand. And so they're recalling thousands of pounds of frozen shrimp.
Dang.
But, you know, a lot of people were asking, I'm sure, well, what happens to you if you eat it? You know, because shrimp is not cheap.
Right.
And but it is the worst that could happen.
Yeah. Radioactive. I mean,
I think that's what everybody's hung up on. I think that's why the story is as big as it is. It's because it's the word radioactive and you don't often hear. Sometimes there'll be a recall. There may be shards of metal or something, but this is radioactive.
Radioactive shrimp. Sounds kind of cool though. Maybe it gives me some energy, just a jolt. Yeah. I'd be down to try.
Maybe it makes your body magnetic.
Yeah. I've been super sick. Post Malone in the news this week. He is part of a brand campaign for Skims, which is Kim Kardashian's shapewear line. And Post Malone got down into his underwear for this new Skims campaign.
It matches his tattoos.
Yeah. What do we think about that? You think he's handsome?
Oh, God, no. what do we think about what, Riggins?
What do we think about him as a model for underwear? Not your typical look.
No, it's just because he's one of the hottest, as in popular celebrities right now. But nobody is looking at him and thinking that is I can't make up my mind whether I think he looks better in his underwear or David Beckham does.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying that. They're like, oh, Malone, look at all those tattoos. Oh, look at
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you say.
I kind of admire the confidence because he's not like a David Beckham. He's not totally shredded, but he gets in his underwear for a national campaign. I kind of admire it.
And he's lost some weight, I can tell.
And if you gave me what he's getting for doing those ads, I would get in a thong and be hanging out of it in places.
Truly.
And I would say, do you want me standing the whole time, or would you like for me to be on my head?
Yeah. Or, you know, spread eagle, whatever you want. Listen,
you know what? Set a hobby horse on fire and have me ride it around in my underwear or in this thong. I'll do it.
Sure.
That's amazing.
Well, after this diet, you can do it. Let's contact them.
Yeah. Hey, Kim, I'm a former fatty. I would like to have my coming out photo shoot in a pair of your Skims.
Yeah. Coming out as a baddie.
It's amazing. So you can go check out those videos. They're all over the internet. People talking about Post Malone this week. And today is National Senior Citizens Day. So I guess we're still calling them senior citizens and not older Americans, like TJ has been talking about. But it's on the way, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's been the thing for years, older Americans, not senior citizens. And what's wrong with senior citizens? I mean, what's wrong with old people?
Yeah.
Old, it's such an ugly word.
But it's true.
It is true.
What else is an ugly word sometimes? Reality.
Well, TJ made a big revelation on the TJ and Jody's House podcast earlier this week, and a lot of people have questions. Is he telling the truth? We'll find out coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Thank you.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Make sure you get subscribed to Extra Funny, the podcast that we do every weekday at tjriggins.com. You can also check it out later at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all over the place. Sponsored by Love Indus, one of Lindsay's favorite skincare brands. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals right now. Use promo code TJ for 21% off your Love Indus order. Lindsay absolutely loves them.
Look how smooth my skin looks.
Look at how smooth it is.
I'm not here to brag, but I'm just saying it's the best.
It is the best. TJ said something on his podcast earlier this week, and I want to ask him about it. But first, I need to make sure you know, have you guys seen the news about Ozempic for dogs?
What?
There's a pharmaceutical company that's starting trials for an Ozempic-like product for animals, and they're starting these trials soon. So experts believe that within 3 years, we're going to have access as pet owners to Ozempic for dogs. They say the treatment would be once every 6 months, and it works very similarly to the way Mounjaro and Ozempic works. They said it could also reduce begging in the dogs because the dogs will be satisfied and you won't feel any pressure to feed your dog.
Is it for diabetes in dogs, or they're doing it for the weight loss?
I think they're doing it for the weight loss,
which I think is great. I'm tired of seeing big fat dogs running around here in those yoga pants and, I'm tired of looking at that. And also these dog owners need to save some money. They're not going to be buying as much food.
Now that I could see, but this is getting out of hand. Well, I mean, if they're doing it for dogs, when is it going to be for children? And no, fat dogs and fat children are cute. I mean, you know, I don't understand.
They say 60% of the dogs in the country are morbidly obese, which is a large number. And they say this is going to be one solution to help your dog lose weight and get the dog in healthier shape.
Oh, this makes me mad.
Why does it make you mad?
Because you're an idiot if you give your dog Ozempic. You're an actual idiot. Like, really? Yes, just put him on a low calorie diet. Like, you're going to inject your dog with Ozempic?
Yeah. Lindsay, nobody wants a big, fat, ugly dog.
Stop it. They're so cute. Yeah. They're like little roly poly.
Little slob dog.
My God.
Mm-mm. We want skinny minis around here.
You know what I mean?
Lean those dogs out.
Stop it.
Absolutely. But my question for TJ, though, during his podcast with Jody earlier this week, Jody said he would never take Ozempic. And you went, nope. What is why are you saying that? It's just totally off the table.
I thought I said I I did. Didn't I say if I didn't have any people depending on me, I would have done it? Same with steroids. I usually will say that. If I didn't have, a wife and kids, if I had no responsibilities, anybody else depending on me, I'd have been on steroids years ago.
Absolutely.
I don't get the connection.
Well, because it's not good for you. And I have, my health, is related to their well-being.
Absolutely.
So if it were just me and nobody was counting on me and I wasn't going to hurt anybody by dying or any of that stuff, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'll do it.
I say that all the time about things. I'm like, I would do that if I wasn't a mom. Truly. I would skydive if I wasn't a mom.
Yeah! All right, let's go. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, it's going around the social medias where people, and it looks like young people who haven't spent a lot of time in the kitchen, have just learned this process of taking a can of sweetened condensed milk and cooking it in the can until you end up with dulce de leche.
Okay.
Caramelized milk.
I've seen that. Yeah, it's like brown and yeah.
Mm-hmm. The dulce de leche. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a British girl who has discovered this, and the way she pronounces it is weird. So listen.
I just made my very own douche de louche, which I'm so excited to try. Literally just condensed milk on the stove, like the whole can in the pot for 2 hours. I did have this one from a cute little French deli, but I ate the whole tub. So I didn't get to make what I wanted to make with it. And I'm going to put it in my yogurt bowl. So I'll film that tonight, but let's try it. And I really hope it's good. Ooh. Okay, so if you know what sweetened condensed milk looks like, it's literally like white, I would say, and then you cook it, and now it's douche de louche. Bro, it tastes exactly like this Messina one. I'm going to use this jar. This is $10 for this little 190 grams, and this is $3.80 just from Coles. Okay, life hack. Don't buy expensive douche de louche when you can literally just like make it on a stove.
Now, one of the things that's interesting to me about that is that she's a young person, a Gen Zer in England, Great Britain, and she has adopted the American slang way of overly using the word literally.
Yeah.
Like American young girls have, where it doesn't belong. It's literally white. No, you could just say it's white. You don't have to say it's literally white. It's white. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But the douche de louche.
I'm not under. So is she just pronouncing it wrong or is that how they say it?
I think she's just pronouncing it incorrectly.
I think so.
Right. Cause I mean, that's anywhere close to dulce de leche.
Yeah.
It's.
So she's saying it wrong. You're also, what are you saying, TJ? How are you saying it?
Dulce de leche.
Dulce?
Yeah, it's Spanish. That's the way it's pronounced in Spanish.
Dulce, okay.
Yeah.
Dulce, but that's wrong, obviously.
I'm pretty sure it's dulce de leche. Leche means milk.
Right.
Well, let's look that up during the break and see.
Let's just ban that word forever.
Oh, I'm calling it douche deluge now.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Okay, there was a big, big mix-up in a courtroom in Georgia last week, and it has gone way viral because of what happened. Do you remember when Steve Harvey was hosting that beauty pageant and he called out the wrong name as the winner?
Yep.
Remember that? And that was, people freaked out about that. That was top of the news for at least a week when that happened. Well, there's a 26-year-old man named Alton Oliver, and he was on trial in Georgia facing murder charges. The trial lasted 3 days and wrapped up Friday. So the jury came back with their verdict. He's sitting there. Everybody's on the edge of their seats waiting for the judge to read the verdict. And the judge said, we, the jury, find you guilty on all six charges of murder and whatever else he was up for. And they're just sitting there frozen. And then all of a sudden, somebody from the jury yells out and says, no, Your Honor, no, you read that wrong.
What?
And he looked at it again and he says, oh, yeah, find you not guilty on all six charges, all six counts.
Oh.
You are kidding. Now, that is way worse than the beauty pageant.
Yeah.
I mean, wait.
It was only maybe 10, 15 seconds before they corrected him and he corrected himself. But can you imagine those 10 to 15 seconds you're sitting there, not only as the defendant, but also as the defendant's family?
No.
Sitting there going, oh, my God, oh, my God.
I know you say it's only 10, 15 seconds, but that in that moment, it's an hour. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I mean, people make mistakes.
I get it.
He misread it. But
you have one job. Like,
so everybody, a lot of people were commenting that, you know, people make mistakes, but then they were upset because the judge didn't apologize profusely enough. He just kind of laughed. Oh, I am sorry. I read it incorrectly. It is not guilty on all six counts. So I don't know what people expected him to do. Give the guy a car because he accidentally read the wrong thing. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You gotta get down on your knees and beg forgiveness and then give him money. I don't know.
It was an honest mistake, but
sure. Yeah.
Did he try just saying my bad?
And he could have just said, Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. That's my bad. That's on me. That's on me. Whoa.
Oh my God.
Wow. It's amazing.
Wild.
The jury sitting there looking at each other going, wait, what?
Did y'all say that? I didn't say it. Did you say that?
We were in there for hours.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we came up with?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. But if somebody's going to make a typo, giving you some information that's wrong, make a mistake reading it as if it's a typo, that would be a big one.
Yeah.
So sorry. Sorry. Uncuff that man.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
The TJ and Reagan Show is sponsored by the Temple Team, real estate professionals who understand that buying or selling a home is a life-changing experience. And the Temple Team always puts their clients first. Learn more about the Temple Team at tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
What does TJ have in common with Nick Cannon? Oh, I never thought I'd say those words, but it turns out they have a lot in common. And we'll get to that in just a second here in Now Trending. But first, there's a woman has done an interview about donating her pet to that zoo in Denmark.
I saw this and I love it.
Last week, we were talking about this zoo out in Denmark that's asking for people to donate their unwanted pets to feed the animals that are in the zoo. And we talked about it and discussed, would we donate our pets to this zoo to be eaten by the predators there? Well, a woman has stepped up and done an interview with The Times, which is a newspaper in Britain, and said she donated her 22-year-old riding pony that belonged to her daughter, a childhood pet, donated the pony to the zoo to be euthanized and consumed by the tigers, polar bears, and lions that they have at the zoo.
Y'all wonder why I have anxiety. This kind of story, I know it's fine, whatever, but I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, it's like I said when the story came out. I mean, if you're an animal lover and your pet is euthanized anyway, why not? If you love animals, and they say that they refer to these animals as predators, so the donation will go to the predator because it's more like its natural meals in the wild. And I bet they were thrilled to get a pony.
Licking their choppers.
Yeah.
So the pony was dying anyway.
Yeah. All of the animals are. They don't take healthy, you know, dogs and cats and horses and stuff and just say, here, feed these to the predators.
Well, you think, what if somebody just wants to get rid of it and they don't do any checks and they're just like, yeah, we'll take, I don't know, whatever. I don't like this story.
If they come to the zoo still alive, instead of people paying to have the vet euthanize them, if the vet says, I mean, there's no, we need to put the dog down or whatever, then they take it to the zoo and the zoo euthanizes it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They use the phrase gently euthanize it and then feed it to the animals. Right. And they also say they're not taking dogs and cats. So apparently it's been very successful. They've done 20 horses donated by people, mm-hmm. 16 guinea pigs, and I think 30 something rabbits. So
yeah.
Lindsay shook. She's just at a loss. She really doesn't like it.
I just don't like it. Eat something else. Feed them dog food.
Feed the tigers dog food. Got it. That's your solution there. Cat food.
I have a bunch of fish out there, Adam.
Yeah. I just like it.
And then what does TJ have in common with Nick Cannon? TJ is a vocal critic of Nick Cannon, but apparently they have something in common because Nick Cannon also has an issue with the term co-parenting.
Oh.
He has opened up and said, no, I really do have an issue with it. It is just called parenting. It's not co-parenting, which TJ has said for a long, long time.
I think he got that from you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That would be the question I would have.
Because people told him, you need to listen to this guy on the radio because he talks so much trash about you. He thinks that you are the scum of the earth. But you need to listen and see what all he says about you. And then he heard that one day and then he took it.
He said, I think it does more harm than help and can get very dangerous. He's got 12 kids with 6 different women, but very much like TJ.
Do you think he's trying to mend the relationship here and make you think highly of him because he's saying this?
No, he's just, we're just alike. That's all.
That's all it is.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I want to ask TJ and Lindsay about their fighting styles with their spouses, because I saw a guy on Facebook that does the most unhinged thing when he gets into an argument with his wife. Lindsay, are you when something happens with you and Kyle, are you a storm out of the room, slam the door, walk out? Like, what is your style when things get too much?
The former Lindsay in a dating life is storm out, leave, get in my car, go. Now I have nowhere to go. So I yell, you know, I fight. He shuts down. He doesn't do that. He's like, we'll talk later. Don't give me this, you know?
Yeah. TJ, are you the same way? Do you just shut down or do you explode, storm out kind of thing?
Younger me would argue my points and try to make, you know, philosophical points of why I come from the position and more of a debate. 55-year-old me goes, I know. I know.
I love that.
I know. Until she's finished.
Does that make her angrier when you do that?
No.
Okay, that's good.
No.
That's good. Okay.
Even though maybe you don't know or agree, you just still say it. See, that would make me mad,
no,
I think.
No, I don't do that. And if I feel like I'm wrong, I will say, well, yeah, you're right. I apologize. But I don't like to sit and just argue.
Yeah.
Anymore. I just, if I'm not making a point, then I just don't.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to prove to her after 30 years that I'm smart.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know, she's, I mean, that cover has been blown years ago.
do you ever, how often do you think you're wrong?
Well, when it's something that she has a problem with, well, first of all, we rarely argue about anything in seriousness. You know, we joke and bicker with each other comedically. Mm-hmm. But very rarely do we really argue. And I'm probably wrong. Probably none of the time.
Zero. Yeah.
I was guessing less than 10%, but zero is good too. I like that.
Zero percentage.
I saw this guy. He said what he does after he has a big blow up with his wife, he goes, I don't storm out and slam doors and all that. What I do, I go to her favorite restaurant, order all the things that she loves there. I enjoy them by myself. And then I'll text her pictures of all the food that I'm eating. And that seems to really set her off.
That's so mean.
I love that.
It is very mean, but it's no one's getting hurt. And it's just his little way of dealing with the drama instead of screaming and slamming doors.
But the screaming will happen later when he comes home.
Do you think?
Yeah. They haven't worked anything out with this.
Well, and he could actually be sending her those pictures and then go, hey, there's plenty left if you want to come.
Yeah,
exactly. If he brings some of it back for her, that might kind of fix things. I kind of like the idea. It softens it up. It makes it less serious. Maybe she can get a chuckle out of it. And then if you bring her food when she's angry, that seems to be a go-to strategy for a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm. I bet she doesn't think it's funny, though.
You don't think?
No. Women do not think those types of things are funny.
I don't.
Yeah, we're shocked.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So we're about to play for you the audio of a young couple at a nice restaurant. They're probably their low to mid-20s. And the woman in the relationship is pointing out what her boyfriend ordered for his meal and why he ordered it. Listen.
Did you just say about why you ordered that pasta dish?
It was your second choice, so in case you don't like your first choice, is that something you...
Okay, so he said it was your second choice, so in case you don't like your first choice, you'll have something to eat.
Okay.
Awesome.
And I think that is great. Now, a lot of people would say if you do that all the time, if you're always doing that sort of thing, then she's going to take advantage of you. But I think this goes right along with my analogy of the milk for the coffee situation, where he, if there's one enough milk for one cup of coffee, he leaves it for you whenever you get up to go, the woman to go to work. Mm-hmm. This is along those same lines. And I think it is great. And I hope she continues to appreciate it and him for how great that is.
That's what I was going to say, though. I don't know her, but there's a chance she doesn't.
Yeah, but she was making faces in the camera and all like she was just melted.
Like, oh, yeah. That.
So right now she does. She thinks it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I just hope she continues to think that and treat him as such.
Or I wonder if she just does it for the gram, you know?
You're always thinking the worst of people, Lindsay. It's not.
She always thinks the worst of the women.
It's because typically when men are like that, their wives don't appreciate it, from what I've seen.
And they get run over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're weak. They end up using them.
Because I don't know one. I mean, Kyle would never do. I mean, if he gets something I like, he'll be like, hey, do you want a splitsie? Whatever, you know, but it's not like he just orders something just in case I don't like mine. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's wild to me.
Yeah. And I think it is really cool.
I mean, it's great. Yeah,
I would never do that crap.
No,
never.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm trying to eat what I want.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Earlier in the show, we were questioning the proper pronunciation of dulce de leche, because it is a Spanish in language, and that's the Spanish pronunciation of it. But is that one of those things where we need to pronounce it the way Americans pronounce it? And like whenever I say bruschetta, people say I shouldn't say it that way, even though that's the way the Italians pronounce it. And it's an Italian dish.
I think everyone should say it the American way, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
So yeah, I think so.
American way.
Because my mom says croissant, like she's in France. And I'm like, you're not in Paris right now.
Like, croissant.
But she does. She took so many years of French. She just feels like that's her like native language.
Just like I hate it when people say Tour de France.
Yeah.
No, yeah. We say France. No. So then you turn around and I'm pronouncing these other foreign things as the way the natives pronounce it. And I don't know that I feel right about it. But I'm also looking at it as food items, and you know, I respect the kitchen. I respect the culinary arts. So I just don't know. How do Americans pronounce it? Dulce de leche?
Yeah.
That was going to be my question, because I don't know how to say it in the American way even.
Yeah. Dulce de leche.
Yeah. So here's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. At my other job, when I get there, I'll ask Miss Brenda. She works at the radio station. She's part of the cleaning crew. Mm-hmm. And I see her every night because she locks herself out of the building and I have to let her in.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Because I told you I go to this, you know, conference room they don't use anymore. The building's 100 years old. And it's got like one half of it is storage. And then they still have a conference table in there. So that's where I go about an hour before I go on the air, putting together last second things. And she's always down there, but there's a door that goes out onto a little patio area. And for probably the past week, every night, she's like knocking on the door, smiling like, they lock me out again. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, who's locking you out?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
So you better not ever miss a day going down there because she'll be locked out.
Yeah, I know.
Bless her heart.
Mm-hmm. So when I let her in tonight, I'm going to say, hey, will you settle a bet for us on my other show?
Yes.
Is it Dulce or Dulce? What do you
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Eric Javits is the sponsor of Lindsay Look. Eric Javits is my go-to for summer hats, fall hats, shoes, and handbags. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 20%.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but in Prosperity, South Carolina, there was a python that was wrangled by three random people outside of a middle school. It is a what appears to be.
I know pythons.
Yeah, some guy that was on the scene said, "I'm no herpetologist, but I think that's an albino python."
You're no what?
He called it a herpetologist. So I think that's somebody who studies snakes, maybe. Okay. But if you see the picture, we have it up on our YouTube channel. You can see these guys that just, they're not snake wranglers at all. They just went out there and saw that there was a problem and wrangled it.
It looks like two kids, two teenagers.
Yeah.
And one of them's dad.
It does. Yeah, exactly. Right.
I'm no detective, but I think that's the dad of at least one of them because he's wearing a shirt that says father on it.
Yeah.
It's a good context clue. So
now remind me, is that venomous or no?
No. They squeeze you. It's a slow death.
Oh, it's a slow death. So, and they're holding it. They just said wrangled it in the news story. So I don't know if that means when you wrangle it, do you kill it? I'm not sure, but you just caught it. Right. But they expect that it was somebody's pet that was released into the wild, but it's now next to a middle school and it's about 11 feet long. I don't know that it could take down a middle schooler, but I wouldn't doubt it, you know.
We got to get rid of it somehow.
Yeah, they ought to donate it. Donate the meat.
Oh, donate the meat. Okay, I didn't think about that.
Kill it, butcher it, yeah.
Now that I'm okay donating to the tigers. That animal I'm cool with.
Yeah.
As long as they're gross and you don't like them, then it's okay.
Yes.
I would eat a snake, a non-venomous snake.
No, you would not. Sure, would you?
Yeah.
You taste it or?
Well, yeah, I'd taste it. And if I liked it, I wouldn't have a problem. It wouldn't gross me out to eat, you know, a big old plate full of snake if it tasted good.
I bet it's rubbery.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I picture it not being very good. I don't know why.
Hey, I cook it in a crock pot, man.
Slow simmer.
It'll fall apart.
So nasty. And then in case you missed it, Skittles is introducing spicy Skittles. And I know Lindsay's a big Skittles fan.
And I'm a spicy fan, spicy candy fan. So, yeah.
I know. I think everything is spicy now. Nothing is left untouched by spice. So, Skittles, the next one in the game with Skittles gummies, 5 different flavors, lemon, strawberry, watermelon, raspberry, and mango. But they're spicy.
I am here for this.
Love that. Get a little hot at the end of summer. There is a tradition that's happening in America that you might not even know about. I'll tell you all about it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals. Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, I don't want to make you jealous, but this morning I had over medium fried eggs, a couple strips of bacon, and some heavily buttered toast. Mm. And I know you love a good hearty breakfast, and I know you can't enjoy the thing that you really want for breakfast.
I know.
So the reason I bring it up is I guess I did want to make you feel bad about it. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. I did want to make you hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is going to make you less hungry. Apparently, in America, we are not eating the same breakfasts that we did back in the early 1900s. For example, popcorn cereal, really popular during the Great Depression. People were eating unsalted, unbuttered popcorn with milk in a bowl and a spoon, just chowing down like cereal. That's not going to do it for you, is it?
I'll be getting soggy on that.
I think so.
I think I'd like the texture, but the taste, no.
Yeah, that does not sound good at all.
Yeah.
Another thing that we're not eating in America anymore for breakfast, creamed chipped beef on toast.
I would tear that up.
Explain to me what creamed chipped beef is.
It's like a shredded beef in gravy.
Oh, like a white gravy?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, okay. That actually doesn't sound that bad.
I'm here for that.
And you just put that on the toast.
Almost like a stew beef type.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not so bad. Yeah. Another one that we're not eating anymore, biscuits and red eye gravy.
Yeah, you don't hear red eye gravy much anymore.
Now, what is, I don't know what that is.
I think it has ham in it.
Okay.
They said that the gravy is made with coffee. So I don't even know how that would work, but we're not eating it anymore. Lindsay, what do you normally have for breakfast?
I typically don't eat breakfast, but if I do, I make the kids eggs, bacon, and I'll just eat that. But I typically don't.
Is that code for a fistful of Adderall?
Yeah. No. I'll tell you what I do is when we get off from recording, which is early, I then eat lunch. So it's like I basically eat lunch for a normal breakfast time.
Yeah. When you're finished doing all your commercials and stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what else we don't do much anymore? We don't refer to biscuits as cat heads.
No, we don't.
No, we sure don't.
Cat heads.
Yeah. In the South, a lot of people call them cat head biscuits or just cat heads. You know, sure. Big old cat head biscuit.
Like the size? Yeah. Yeah, so weird.
We got to get back to that.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.